Blog Talk Radio.
Reconnect My Heart radio program, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear our hearts apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we'll discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our heart back to the way that He originally made us. I'm your host, Brother Prater, so glad that you are able to join us. I hope that you enjoyed your Sunday. Excuse me. If you have any questions, comments, or if you just want to listen to the program, feel free to call us at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. You can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com. That's blog, B-L-O-G-T-A-L-K, radio, blogtalkradio.com/reconnectmyheart. Or you can go to our chat room, which is on our website, and ask questions, leave your comments, or even if you want to just leave a prayer request. I would like to say a huge hello to my church family, True Believers Tabernacle Church, where our pastor, Pastor Otis Logan. We at the corner of 4204 Cardinal Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75216. Feel free to come out and join us, visit with us if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Once again, I welcome each and every one of you all. I thank each and every one who are listening to this program, and also thank you for your continued love and support. I have a question. Do you have to deal with people or even a person who you don't trust? There may be an inner battle between your emotion and guarding your heart when you're dealing with certain people. In this episode, we're going to discuss dealing with people or even a person from afar in the episode called I Love You, But I Don't Trust You. If you think about it, we all deal with or even have dealt with people we just don't trust, but we have to deal with them. There may be people that we don't trust in our workplace. It may be in our family. It might be an ex-spouse or maybe your child's co-parent. Or it may even be at church. But we have to deal with them anyway. So what we want to do in this episode, we want to look at some healthy ways, not just to be able to deal with them, but also be able to recognize and make sure that we protect ourselves. I'm going to do this. I'm going to change my headset. Okay, one, two. Okay, good. Once again, we're going to be talking about dealing with people that we don't trust. Now, we have to realize just because we deal with people that we don't trust, that does not mean that we don't love them. That does not mean that we're not concerned. But we have to recognize that there may be a current or past behavior that we just don't trust. They may have abandoned our trust at some point, but still we have to deal with them. At the workplace, they might have lied on you, and they may have not gotten away with it. But it still may have gotten away, maybe have not gotten away. They may have lied. You know, people exhibit certain behavior that you know that is not right. They may have, like I said, they may have used you, lied on you. You just never know. But we still have to deal with them. They could, like I said, they could be anywhere. They could be any aspect of life. So the first thing we want to do is to make sure to be able to recognize. We have to make sure when we deal with people that we don't trust, first and foremost, what we always talk about, we have to make sure, especially those who have hurted us, we have to forgive them. Forgiveness is not so much for them. Forgiveness is for yourself. A lot of times when we hold on to unforgiveness, it actually pollutes our spirit. But we need to recognize when we deal with people who we don't trust, we have to recognize that first and foremost, even though we have to deal with them, even though they may have hurted us, we have to make sure not allow that junk into our spirit. So when we have to deal with them, we deal with them in a respectful way, but more importantly, make sure that we don't hold anything in our spirit, man, against them. Even if they have done some type of wrong and they may not have apologized, but we still make sure, which the right thing for us to do is to make sure that we don't hold that hurt or that anger within us to pollute us from, number one, being the people that God called for us to be, but also making sure that we don't become, if you want to say, become like them. Because a lot of times what happens when we end up holding on to unforgiveness, we end up having that kind of attitude towards people that we don't like. And what happens, it makes us operate in an ungodly way. What I mean, like I said, it pollutes us, but also it makes us step outside of our character. which make them have control over us, even if they don't recognize it, even if they don't know it. Anytime you allow someone to change who you are, they actually have control over you. So make sure, first and foremost, walk in forgiveness. But also, when you forgive them, you clean yourself from whatever hurt or whatever mistrust that they have thrust upon you. But also, realizing when you forgive them, that does not mean that you automatically give them the level of trust that they abandoned or they have mistreated. In other words, if someone have broken your trust and you forgive them, they have to start all over again. Now, first and foremost, I will say this. I want to put this disclaimer that I am not a licensed physician, but I do want to say that in everything, make sure that you pray about it. But also make sure in prayer, ask God to help you to listen to His Spirit, and God will ultimately lead and guide you in what to do. Now, when you deal with people, like I said, making sure that you don't allow yourself to get your trust broken again. That means make sure that when you forgive someone who has abandoned your trust, don't automatically give them the level of trust that they had broken. Like I said, we're not telling you to disrespect them. No. Respect does not have to be earned. You give a person respect automatically, but trust has to be earned. Trust has to be earned. Trust is built. Trust is built. And you make sure when you give someone something, when they build it, or even if you offering your quote-unquote trust, make sure you don't give beyond what you will not miss. In other words, if they take from you, even if you give another chance, if they abandon that, it won't be a quote-unquote loss or a deficit, so to speak. You don't give a person that's building your trust, you don't give them everything from the jump street. When you start on a job, do they automatically give you access to everything? No, oftentimes they'll put you on probation. They put you on a probationary period. And that probationary period allows you to be able to earn their trust. But also, once you get off probation, or once you get out of training, then you have access. But also, that means that you have proven yourself. So make sure that you allow a person to prove themselves before you actually give them your trust. Now, when you deal with a person that you don't trust, which ultimately means when we have to deal with them from afar, that means we're actually guarding our hearts. A lot of times, even with strangers or even with people that we just met, a lot of times we allow ourselves to get messed over. We allow ourselves to get hurt because we automatically give people a heart who, number one, who has not earned it, but also people that we don't know. Just because you are a trusting person, that does not mean that everybody else is going to be just like you. And that's where we mess up at. Even in the church, a lot of times we see someone who come to church, or we listen to someone that they say that they're a Christian or they're saved, and because we hear them say that they're saved, or they tell us that they're saved, we automatically let our guards down. That's the wrong thing to do. A person have to prove themselves. Even in the Bible, it tells us, lay hands suddenly on a man, That's 2 Timothy 5:22. Lay hands suddenly on no man means don't give your approval to people who have not earned their trust or earned their position. Back in the Bible times, when you lay hands on people, you anointed them for a position or a positional title or something. But 2 Timothy tells us, lay hands suddenly. In other words, don't be so quick to give a person a position or give a person our trust. They have to earn it. So realize, trust has to be earned. Trust has to be built. And oftentimes it's built through adversity, through conflict. That doesn't mean that you're fighting each other, but you all may be in a similar situation together, and that person's true character is revealed. A character is who you are when no one's around. A person's true character. In other words, you need to see them in different stages, in different areas in their life, not just in the church. You need to see them outside of the church. How do they handle conflict? How do they handle adversity? Are they quick-tempered? Will they automatically start fighting? Is their response physical and not psychological? Will they automatically fight instead of, well, let's just pray? Or let's look at the whole picture. I'll tell you what, a lot of times you will find out a lot of people through a quote-unquote misunderstanding. Like I said, it may be through you directly, or you may have witnessed it when they have it with someone else. How are they in conflict? How are they when the heat is turned up? That will show a person's true character. Are they quick to lie? Are they quick to tell you partial truth, not the whole truth? Are they deceptive? Even though they may be telling you the truth, but are they telling you the whole truth? Are they forthcoming even about their mistakes? You have to even watch those kind of people. What happens anytime they don't reveal everything, even their mistakes, what they want to do, they want you to believe. They want you to not know where their mistakes are. So that way they'll still have their hands tied behind their back. What does that mean? That means when a person is not forthcoming about information, even in their mistake, that person will not reveal everything to you if the opportunity presents itself. If the opportunity presents itself, a person's true character, a person's true godly character is willing to be forthcoming with their mistakes. So that way, you know what? I messed up. You know what? You were right. Anytime a person will not openly or be forthcoming about everything, those are the type of people that will not apologize. They're the ones that still want to prove a point, even if they're in the wrong, and even if they know they're in the wrong. They're not quick to apologize. They're not apologetic. So you have to watch those kind of people. And like I said, even being careful when people try to use, quote unquote, being a Christian as a platform or as a mask to deceive you. Because a lot of times, those kind of people, regardless if they use Christianity or not, but we have to recognize people who are quote unquote untrustworthy, they're the main ones that are selfish to try to make sure to protect themselves or to get what they can get out of people, even at the expense of a kind-hearted person. So we have to recognize what kind of people that we're dealing with. And like I said, we have to realize that trust has to be earned. And like I said, respect don't have to be earned. Respect is given automatically. We are responsible to make sure that we respect people. Now, we may love a person, but that does not mean that we love their spirit. Or we may love a person, but that does not mean that we like their spirit. We have to recognize that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but it's a spirit within that person. So it's not so much of them, but it's the spirit within that person, but we still have to deal with them. In the Bible, it tells us, and remember this, the Bible is written for us. The Bible is written for us to be able to live this life on earth. These are God's words, God's manual to help us live the life that he called for us to live. The Bible tells us to try the spirit by the spirit. Try their spirit by God's spirit. So when we line up and measure the other people's spirit, not by our spirit, because why? Because a lot of time we may be opinionated. A lot of time we may trust the wrong person. Sometimes we may not go by God's spirit or even our spirit. Sometimes we may go by our emotions. Sometimes God may be throwing red flags, and we overlooking those red flags just because, with that person, they say that they're a Christian, or they say that they're a nice person, or they were kind to somebody else. But they have to prove that with you. Somebody else's tolerance level may be different than yours. They may have messed over this person. So just because you take the word of one person, you have to even check that person. Was that person a person of integrity? Or was that person just a tolerable person? Or was that person used to being used? So when you encounter people, no matter what type of quote-unquote resume they come in with, you still have to investigate. It's your responsibility to investigate. And the Bible is the ultimate tool to investigate not just other people, but even ourselves. So we have to recognize the Bible tells us to try the spirit by the spirit. And don't accept everything a person says as facts. It is our responsibility to do our homework on people. You have to do your homework to make sure that everything a person says is credible. Everything a person says line up with what they do. There's the old saying that said, make sure that your video line up with your audio. That means make sure that your walk matches your talk. So we have to deal with people just like that. We have to make sure that what a person says, you go back and you check it, you examine it yourself. You know, a lot of times because somebody says something and it sounds good, just because something sounds good does not mean that it's factual. But also, I always tell people this, don't go by a person's opinions. Opinions don't matter. We as believers, we're not moved by opinions. We move by facts. So we have to go on the facts. Go on what is written. Go on what you see. But also go on the assignment, on the homework that you have done towards people. And when you do that, you also have to check and make sure that you examine yourself. Because a lot of times there are people who are no good, but we allow ourselves to deal with them, not so much because of them, but it's because of us. Sometimes we deal with people who aren't any good because we try to, quote unquote, whatever motive that we have. We may be trying to change a person. Sometimes we might want to be with them to change them for our own selfish desire. It might be somebody from the opposite, might be somebody of the opposite sex, that they don't display a behavior that's healthy, but you think that they are attractive. So what you do, you feel like, well, all they need is a good person that will help them. And I'm that good person that can help them change. And then they can be the person that I want them to be. And we're actually fooling ourselves. First and foremost, realizing we can't change anybody. It's not our responsibility to change someone. We're not equipped. We don't have the ability nor the tools to change anyone. Only God can change a person if they want to be changed. So a lot of times we've seen so many dysfunctional relationships where somebody stay in a relationship that is unhealthy because they want to believe the best in that person. But the reality is everybody got potentials, but that does not mean that everybody going to live up to it. That does not mean that everybody trying to pursue their potential. So we have to recognize not in the potentials of a person, but we have to recognize the reality of what we dealing with a person. And I don't care what a person says. I don't care how they say, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I got big dreams. I got big plans. That's lip service. Anybody can do that. What are their actions? What are they demonstrating? If they're not demonstrating nothing, then you need to leave that person alone. But like I said, and this is pertaining to even any type of relationship. It could be dating or even it could be friendship. So realize even some of these suggestions that I'm sharing with you all, ultimately the decision is yours, but you cannot say you didn't know. Ultimately, the decision is yours, and it's time for us to be real and be transparent. We have to let people know the reality of what they're dealing with and quit living in a fantasy land where we think that every day and everybody is a bunch of unicorns and rainbows. No. We need to look at the reality of what we're dealing with and who we're dealing with. So when it boils down to it, even though we deal with a person, especially if it's people that we don't trust, people have abandoned our trust, or people that we don't know, when we deal with them, we have to leave our emotions out of it. We can't get our emotions involved when we deal with people that have not earned our trust. What do I mean? When we deal with a person, think about it like this. Are you showing any favoritism towards that person? If you be real with yourself, if you recognize that you are showing favoritism, then you need to back off. If you are allowing them to do extra things or certain things, but yet and still, if it was somebody else, you'd be doing things different or operating different, then that means that you have allowed that person to be emotionally attached. You have gotten yourself emotionally attached to them when they are not responsible enough or have not proven themselves enough to earn your trust, which ultimately breaks your emotions. So we have to realize God does not want us to be ignorant of anything. And like I say, just because we put limitations, just because we make a person earn our trust, it does not mean that we ain't saved. It does not mean that we ain't filled with the Holy Ghost. Like I said, the Bible tells us to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. That's coming from Matthew 10 and 16. We have to be wise. We have to use wisdom when we deal with people. And so, regardless if it's pertaining to family, regardless if it's pertaining to coworkers, even baby mama or baby daddy, we have to deal with them. We can't push them away out of our life. Even there are some children that you may have, you may not even trust, but you love them anyway. But you put limitations on what you can do for them. Now, when it comes down to, I say, the baby mama, the baby daddy, they may have exhibited behavior that might have been very, 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 very tainted. But that's still your child's parent, daddy or mama. And you pushing them away out of your child's life, it will actually damage, not just damage the child, but it also damage the relationship that you have with your child. So how do you deal with them? When you deal with them, first and foremost, I always recommend people, when you deal with problematic people, you pray. You have to be in prayer. Pray. The Bible tells us to pray for our enemies. Pray for our enemies. And when we pray for our enemies, we also have to ask God to help us to guard our heart. So when we deal with problematic people, we have to make sure to use wisdom. We have to make sure to pray and ask God first. Pray to God, ask God to help us first, and then ask God to set the scene, and then ask God to set the scene and touch that other person who you may have conflict with. Because a lot of times, a lot of times it may not be the other person. Sometimes it may be us. Sometimes it may be because of our hurt. There's a lot of parents who are no longer together. And because, let's say, one parent might have been unfaithful or may not be the best spouse or the best boyfriend or girlfriend, they kind of guard, if you want to say, or an unhealthy protect the child. Now, if that parent or co-parent have not done anything physically or mentally or emotionally harmful, that person, that parent might have been, let's say, a cheater. But that does not mean that they are a bad parent. They might have been a bad spouse or a bad boyfriend or girlfriend, but that does not mean that they are a bad parent. You have to look at what are they instilling in their child. And also, who knows, even if, let's just say, your child, you raised them up in church, your child going to Bible study and all that stuff, your child may even influence their parent, not just to be a better parent, but even get saved or get delivered. But when we deal with people, even like I said, especially even the baby mama, baby daddy issues, we have to ask God to help us to get the bitterness out of the situation, get the selfishness out of the situation, because a lot of times, because of the spouse hurting us, we automatically think that the spouse is going to quote-unquote hurt the child. Or if the parent betrayed us, the parent is going to betray the child. And that's not always the case. So always be in prayer and also communicate. You have to communicate. You may not call each other. You know what? Y'all may not have that kind of relationship. Y'all may have to text each other. But you have to not allow hatred to come in between y'all two when it comes down to parenting. There's a saying that I wrote. I said, the most effective way in dealing with an unreasonable person is to deal with the one that's in the mirror and allow God to deal with the other person. So we have to make sure, do everything and give everything to God in prayer. But also realize this. When we deal with them, make sure that we, quote unquote, protect ourselves. Number one, make sure that whatever we do, whatever we give, even if they say, well, I need to borrow $50 or whatever like that, first and foremost, you only give out what you can afford to lose. That could be financially. That could be even with your time. You may not go out of your way. You don't have to go out of your way when it comes down to people that you don't trust. You have to make sure that you put boundaries. Find out your boundaries and hold on to your boundaries. Respect your boundaries and make sure that you allow them to respect yours. You make sure that you enforce that. Don't be a walkover. Don't be a pushover. But also realizing in protecting yourself, make sure that you don't give out, like I said, what you can afford to lose or what you can't afford to lose. Make sure you don't give that. Don't go beyond that. But also make sure when you deal with them, you have to look at it as if, you know what, I don't know what this person may do. So you have to, quote unquote, document everything. And like I said, that could be pertaining to baby mama, baby daddy. It could be even pertaining to work. Document everything. When a person says something, make sure that it's written down. If there's some communication, if there's some even business deal or some type of agreement, make sure that you email, make sure it's some type of proof, not just verbal. Not just verbal. You have to look at it as if, what if you got to go to court? And some people, well, you know, that's my family. We'll never do that. You never know. You never know. So regardless if it's work, family, or even church members, Christians, the main thing is we have to make sure that we cover ourselves. We protect ourselves. Make sure that we document everything. Make sure that you leave a paper trail. Make sure that you have some type of proof stating not just what that person agreed to, but also what you said. Always have proof. Even if you deal with them face to face, have a witness, someone that you have with you that you trust, a person of integrity, a person of moral ethics. Make sure that you have that. Also, make sure that you have your whereabouts accounted for when you deal with that person. Make sure that you always communicate with other people to let them know what you're doing. And like I said, especially with people that you don't know and that you don't trust, I always recommend, hey, make sure that you have an accountability partner, and also make sure that you have somebody that could be a witness. And also, one of the things I want to recommend, this is something that's so important. We have to learn from our mistakes. We have to make sure that if somebody messed up or someone messed over us, we have to make sure that we learn from that. Now, even if somebody else messed over us and we deal with someone else, make sure that there is some type of change that will make sure to protect you. You know, oftentimes rules and regulations are changed or governed by a mistake or mishap or something that has happened. So we have to make sure that we stay on post, stay on guard at all times. And also realize, even if you dealing with a person, God may quicken in your spirit, which, how to say, that gut feeling. I got a gut. I mean, something told me you need to listen, because when you're dealing with someone, even if it's someone that you might have known, God may be tugging in your spirit. Wait a minute. This is somebody you don't need to trust. This is somebody that you might need to kind of watch, deal with from afar. Watch from afar. Right now, I'm going to take a pause. We have somebody online. I'm going to change the headset. And we have the person online. We have a caller. We're going to allow the caller to come in at this time. And you have any questions or comments, you're welcome to give them at this time. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart Radio program. You're on the air. Hello?
Yes. This is Minister Christy Oldman. I just was listening to everything that you were saying, and it was a lot of what you said is so important. But one of the things that you said that I thought was important when you said that you don't give a person your all, that they have to prove themselves to you. You don't give them everything. So I think that that's so important, because sometimes we get caught up in trying to show our realism, you know, the real person that we are, but we might not be getting that same in return. So,
yes.
I mean, I do think it's important to be, you know, led by the Holy Spirit, who to show your all in all to, but yet at a gradual rate.
Yes, yes. Number one, thank you for calling, and by all means, I'm not going to hang up, but I'm going to keep you on the air just for you to listen to, but also you're welcome to chime in at any time also. As believers, we want to believe the best in everyone. We want to believe the good in everyone. And just because, like I said, just because someone might say that they're saved, or just because we are a good person, kind person, honest person, forgiving person, that does not mean that everybody that we encounter is going to be the same way. But also, that also means when we deal with people, the reason why a lot of times we do get hurt is because we give our whole heart to people that haven't earned it. And so what happened, we don't allow ourselves, or we don't see ourselves ultimately as valuable. And next thing you know, we're giving people something that they not only haven't earned, but they're not going to appreciate it. You think about this. Think about if a person, male or female, if they date somebody and they end up, quote unquote, sleeping with every person who they had dated on the first date, then what would they be able to offer the person that they marry? We save for someone that's going to appreciate. We save something for people who are dear to our heart. Your kids will have access to your house because you have a relationship with them. They're your children. But on the other hand, if you invite somebody over to your house, they're not going to have the same, quote unquote, access as your children do. Because number one, your children are yours. You know them. You trust them. And also, you know where they're at. Even in that, let's just say, I'm not going to say steal, I'll just say borrow, because sometimes kids take stuff and they intentionally want to tell us, hey dad, I used your jacket, I got your jacket, or something like that, but they may end up forgetting. And then when they tell you, hey dad, I got your jacket, or if you ask them, I know you came over the other day, do you have my jacket? Oh yeah, I'm so sorry, I forgot to tell you, but I got your jacket over here. Do you mind if I wear it and I'll take it to the cleaners, I give it back to you? We can kind of pinpoint where our children will be at. But on the other hand, people that we don't know, there is no quote-unquote reference. There is nothing. And like I said, they haven't even earned it. We have to look at ourselves as valuable enough and look at the people that want to come into contact with us. We have to look at them as, you know what, they're filling out a resume, and or I'd say an application. They fill out an application. can we investigate? And based upon the investigation, are they trustworthy? Are they deserving of our heart, of our trust, and even of our time? Unfortunately, because we're so easy to assume, like I said, a lot of times we assume the best in people. Now, that does not mean that you automatically, quote unquote, hold a grudge towards people. No. The main thing is we have to make sure to examine people, examine things. Don't take somebody's word. Do your homework. Even when you go to church, it tells us, even when a person is preaching or teaching, it's our responsibility to do our homework to make sure, number one, what is said is scriptural, but also it's our responsibility to know God's word for ourselves. So that's the same principle that God wants us to do, even pertaining to matters of life. When someone says something, you write it down, you jot it down, and then also you examine. Because a lot of time, like I say, even ministers may accidentally, not intentionally, they may misquote a scripture, or they may use it in the wrong context. So all of a sudden you realize, you're like, hey, no, that's not what it meant. It meant this. And then you kind of talk to them to the side. You know, the other day you said this, but it means that. You know what? I'm so sorry. I didn't even think about it until after I got out of church. You are right. See, just a little small stuff like that, it could actually help us to even not just learn or know people, but also be able to diffuse conflict. A lot of times when we see people and we realize the kind of people that we deal with, the people that are, quote unquote, questionable, when we see conflict, when we see the opportunity to see how they really are, like I said, their true character, their true colors, if you want to say, when we see them deal with other people, it'll help us to make a decision if we want to deal with them or not. My dad said this when I was a kid. He said, a wise man learned from his mistakes, but a wiser man learned from somebody else's mistakes. So when you're examining people, check and see how they are with other people. You know, it's just like they always say, if you want to, for those who may be dating or looking for a spouse, whatever, they always say it's good to talk to them, you know, listen to them, but start checking out how they are with their family. Go to their family reunion and check them out. See how they act. See how they intermingle. And I'm pretty sure just about all of us have had some family member who may be a problem child, or might, let's say, somebody that we don't trust. How does that person respond during conflict? How does that person act? So those are some of the tools and examples that we can look at. So that way, ultimately, we can guard our heart. Because no matter what, no matter the people that we work at or work with, or even, like I said, the ex-spouse or the child's mother, the child's father or whatever, ultimately, we got to deal with them. They're not leaving our life. Now, even we were talking about parents who may not trust the child, but also the roles are reversed. Well, sometimes the children don't trust the don't trust the parent. Matter of fact, I dealt with some parents who have children who has had their parent. I don't know what's wrong. I can't hear. Okay. I've dealt with some children who has not trust their parent might have used their identity, stolen money from them. I don't know if y'all can hear me or not. I lost connection. Can you hear anything? But I'm gonna go ahead and keep on talking anyway, just in case I'm able to hear. But either way, that devil's a lie. We're gonna be victorious. But I deal with a lot of parents. I deal with a lot of children who don't trust their parent for various reasons, whatever reasons why. But they still have to respect the parent. They still have to deal with the parent. And also, I do want to say this. Even when you deal with a person that you don't trust, recognize this. That does not mean that we, quote unquote, don't talk to them, don't communicate with them. It's just a point of you have to be responsible for what you say, responsible for what you do. You know, when you're dealing with someone, like I said, regardless if it's a parent or whatever, you don't tell them information, personal information or secretive information. You don't tell that to people that you don't trust. I'm going to tell you this. One of the things I've done in the past, if it's somebody that I'm questioning, if this person trustworthy or not, I may tell them a little bit of something, just a little bit of something. I'll tell them something that I probably haven't told anybody. And if I hear it out, then I know who told it. I'll tell them a little something. And if that little something come out and I hear it through somebody else, then I know that person that I told has loose lips. That person is not trustworthy. That's kind of one of the ways that I kind of test a person. But whatever I share, whatever I tell, it's something that I'm scared that it may come out. It may divide my character, whatever. No, it might be just something just so small. I might say something like, you know, when I was a kid, I had a red bike. And just hearing that later on in the streets, hearing somebody say, hey, I didn't know you had a red bike growing up. Bing, 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 bing. I know who told that person. So whatever you do when you deal with people, you have to make sure, like I said, you have to make sure something, you have to journalize what you told a specific person, and then also make sure you write down what you said, you write down the person's name. Like I say, paper trail, not just on information, on what you've shared, but also making sure, like I said, like I was at work, and in a specific department, there was someone that I did not trust. So what I did, I made sure that I had to document everything. It was in the maintenance department. I would report we had a heater that was out, and I would call, and they didn't do anything. So what I did, I made sure that not only the times that I called, but I wrote it down, I also emailed. So later on, it came out, somebody said, well, no, Prater didn't tell anybody. Prater didn't say anything. This is my first time hearing about it. Nope, you're wrong. And I pulled out the information on how many times I communicated. I pulled out the information of the emails. I covered myself. So when you deal with people that you don't trust, you have to make sure that you cover yourself. And when you cover yourself, you're also protecting your integrity. You're protecting your heart. You're protecting your trust. Like I said, the devil wants to make you cold-hearted. The devil wants you to not trust anybody. And ultimately, the way that a lot of times we don't trust people is we give the wrong person our heart, or we give the wrong person our trust. And when they abandon our trust, or if they break or abandon our heart, then what happens? We end up becoming cold and not trusting or allowing anybody into our heart. Not just shutting people out of our lives, out of our heart, but also even pertaining to relationship. And ultimately, not just the relationship with other people, but the relationship with God and also the relationship with ourselves. A lot of times, people beat themselves up because they've allowed mistakes or whatever, people to come into their life that may have abandoned them, may have broken their heart. And so realize that God wants us to be helped. God wants us to be able to not deal with that stuff. So that's why he wants us to, what? He wants us to try the spirit by the spirit. He wants us to make sure that we don't quickly give people approval when they have not earned it. We have to make sure that we check out. We have to check out people. We have to check our, not just check out people, but even check our motives and stuff. And when you know that there is, or when you've heard that there's someone who may not be trustworthy, you listen and pay attention to the person that said that, and then make sure that you do the right thing. You know, and so many times people have heard people who may be very credible people, people of character, people of good moral ethics. When they start hearing that somebody finna date someone or they liking someone, then all of a sudden the person in love tell you, hey, look here, I know you're a grown person, you can do whatever you want to do, but I want to tell you that particular person is no good for you. That particular person, that person is known to be promiscuous, known to be a user, gold digger, a dog, whatever you want to call it. So I'm just letting you know that person may not be good for you. You need to move around for that person. And then what happens, we stick around. Sometimes, well, you know, I believe that person, maybe that person just misunderstood. And then next thing you know, we end up getting ourselves emotionally attached to that person. Then next thing you know, that person break our heart. So we have to do our homework and listen to wise counsel. Make sure that we seek wise counsel. Like I said, deal with people that really, really, really know you, people of integrity, people of good moral ethic, but more importantly, people that can discern, people that can pick up on who you are and who the other person really is. Because when you deal with people who make you step outside of character, you need to stay away from them. But like I said, that does not mean that we don't communicate, because there are some people we have to communicate with. Those who we don't have to communicate with, then leave them alone. But those who we have to communicate with, you know, keep business business. There might be somebody at work that you might not even not like or not tolerate or whatever, but you deal with business business way. So as we get ready to pray, whatever situation that you may be dealing with in your life, this is the opportunity for us to give to God. No matter how hard, no matter how much, no matter what you've dealt with, we can give it to God and know that God loves us enough that he want to take care of every burden. He want to take care of the situation that we may be dealing with in our life, but we have to give to him. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness, God. We come to you right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for helping us in every aspect of our life, God. God, we ask, Lord, to help us, God, be the men and ladies that you call for us to be right now, God. And God, we ask, Lord, to help us, God, to have the spirit of discernment, God, for us to be able to recognize, God, your move, God, help us to recognize, God, where you want us to stay away from, God, the dangers that you may try to show us, God. Help us, God, to be alert, God. Help us, God, to be attentive, God, to your spirit, God. Help us, God, to recognize, God, where there's danger, God. And God, help us, God, even the people that we may have a conflict with, God, even those people that we love from a distance, God, love from afar, God, help us, God, to not hold any resentment. Help us, God, to not hold any unforgiveness, God, but help us, God, to give everything to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, help us to continue to pray for them right now, God. God, no matter what the situation could be, is, God, help us, God, to operate spirit, God. Help us, God, to operate in whatever you tell us to do, God. Help us, God, to be obedient to you right now, God. And help us to still show love. Help us, God, to even show patience, God. Give us patience, God, when we deal with problematic people, God, or people that we don't trust right now. In the name of Jesus, and say about everything you stand for, about every problem, about every confusion right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of hurt, every spirit of resentment, every rejecting spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak, God, that you bring healing and wholeness, God, to the hearts and the lives of your people right now, God. And God, we even speaking, God, God, help us, God, to forgive, God. Help us, God, to love, God. Help us, God, to not give up on people right now, God. But God, help us to be responsible, God, on our actions and our behavior right now. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, God, to be accountable for our actions, God. And help us to use wisdom, God, when we deal with people right now. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And Lord, we even speak it right now, God, for the petitions that are up before you right now, God. God, not even relating to this topic, God, but there are those, God, who have special needs right now, God, that need the needs met right now, God. And we speak, God, we're holding up each and every one of them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, someone that needs physical healing, God. Someone need emotional healing right now, God. Someone need financial healing right now, God. We speak, God, that you help them, God, to be able to help them, God, with the resources that they need right now, God. God, there may be someone that's looking for a job right now, God. God, lead them to the job that you have them to be at right now, God. And God, we're speaking, God, for every problem child right now, God. We're holding them up before you right now, God. God, we're speaking to the parent, God, who may be dealing with conflict with their children right now, God. We're speaking, God, that you fix the matter right now, God, no matter if it's the conflict with the child or even the conflict with the parent right now, God. God, we're speaking, God, that you bridge the families back together right now, God. Mend the broken fences right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, God. Everything you're going to do, we're speaking, God, for those who need comfort right now, God. Those who are bereaving, God. God, we're speaking, God, that you comfort them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Be with them right now, God. God, you said that you will never leave nor forsake us right now, God. And God, this is the time, God, that we need upon you, God. We leaning upon you, God. We need you, God. Not only do we need you, God, but we want you, God. And we thank you for everything you've done, everything you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to thank each and every one who tuned in and listened to this program. Feel free to contact me on Brother Prater. Feel free to contact me on Facebook. I'm Brother Prater, Brother spelled out B-R-O-T-H-E-R, Prater, P-R-A-T as in Tom, E-R. I post my daily devotion and videos on Facebook. Also, I have a YouTube channel, which is under Brother Prater also. Or you can go on my website, www.brotherprater.org. You will see my daily devotions and upcoming events and also my appearances that I'll be at. Also, you can go to my store section on my website, and you can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to applaud the fathers who are taking care of their responsibilities, to educate and challenge those who are not, but also to give single women a way to identify the qualities of a potential future husband and or father to present and or future children. I want to thank each and every one of you all who tuned into this program on today, and I pray that it minister to you and encourage you. Thank you for listening to Reconnect My Heart radio program. God bless you and good night.